At one point, Victor Borge was pronounced the funniest man in the world by the New York Times. In 1999, when this funny man visited WGUC, he was asked how his long career began.
I was a concert pianist and good. It was very promising. I don't know what I promised, but they're telling me that was very promising. And I went to Berlin and to Vienna studying music with the top teachers. But I had this ability to get people to laugh. And I don't know what it is, but it works. It has worked ever since. It began when I was attending family dinner parties. And after dinner, they had put chairs around the piano. And I had to play, you know. The pianos were terrible most of the time. They were very nicely dusted off, but nobody ever used them. So there was a torture. And I was playing, improvising, for instance. I say, I'm going to play Sonata number 285 by Mr. Beethoven. And then I would improvise in style of Beethoven. And people, oh, that was wonderful. Some said, that is my favorite sonata. They said, well, I'm very glad. And so on. So my father was very angry because he didn't want me to fool people.
Victor Borge continues WGUC's celebration of April Fools with his Mozart opera by Borge.
I would like to take you to the opera where you are going to hear a Mozart opera, which is nothing but an opera written by Mozart. This is an opera in one act, and it begins when the curtain rises. Otherwise, you couldn't see a thing. The stage setting is a kind of a forest. There are two large trees, which, of course, indicates the forest. It's a kind of a small forest, but it's a forest. First, the tenor comes in. He is supposed to meet his soprano, as they usually call those ladies. But she's a little late this particular season, so he hides himself behind one of the trees in order to surprise her when she comes in a little later, which she does. So when she arrives, she can't find him because he is occupied behind one of the trees. He's with a knife carving her name into the scenery. Now, she doesn't know that he's there, but, well, as a matter of fact, she must know it because she saw it during rehearsals. Either she pretends that she doesn't know it or she's just plain stupid. Now, whatever it is, she gets across the stage somehow and takes place behind the other tree, which, for the occasion, hides her to a certain extent. Now, the chorus comes in, but nobody knows why, except Mozart, and he is dead. And that's just too bad. Next, her father comes in, and he is a very old man, primarily because she is a very old soprano. And he is very angry because apparently she is not his daughter. Now, this has nothing to do with the opera. I found that out myself. And that's what we call research. Anyway, he decides that he has had enough of her, so he tells her to die, and that's exactly what she's going to do. And with that, the opera ends, and people can go home. Now I take you to the opera house, where you hear the conductor's footsteps when he enters the orchestra pit. Here he comes. Yeah, he walks sideways. And this is the overture. This, ladies and gentlemen, was the first part of the overture. Now you hear the second part, and that's exactly the same. Now, this little blip is an extra blip we have in case we shoot one short of blips. But that has never happened, so we have a lot of blips left over. Now the curtain rises and the tenor arrives. He's a little tall fellow. He comes in. He comes in from the left in a single file. He goes behind the tree right away. Now the leading lady arrives. She is supposed to fill the part of the soprano. Now she not only fills it, she overflows it a little bit. She's a big she's a big soprano, that's what she is. She's what we call a messy soprano. She comes in a single pile. She also arrives backwards, but nobody notices the difference. She goes behind the other tree. She can hardly wait because... see, she supposedly hasn't met him for a long time, so she's anxious. Now is the time for the chorus. The light is dimmed, so you can hardly see these people when they arrive, and that's why they're dressed in a kind of cheap underwear. Because there is no reason to spend a lot of money for costumes when you can't see them. Right? And that's the way the management of this theater feels about it, and that's the way it's gonna be. Here they come. Bread and butter. Now they're all in, and they fool around in the dark for a little while. This is a mixed chorus. Bread and butter. Now they're out, they get the money and go home. Next, a baritone comes in and sings, Toreador, Toreador. But he finds out that he's in the wrong opera. Now, the father comes in, the old man, and he is the basso. Well, how low can a man get? Well, anyway, he has almost now told her what he had to say. And she understands him quite well. So now she prepares herself to die. But before she dies, she sings an aria, the so-called die aria.
Oh, must I die? Oh, must I die?
She seems very happy about it. She dies by stabbing herself between the two big trees.
Funny man Victor Borge with his Mozart opera. Anyone who grew up in the 50s and 60s were exposed to classical music, and they weren't even aware of it. From all the talented and goofy professionals at Warner Brothers Cartoon Division, here's an April Fool's look at Wagner.
Quiet, I'm hunting rabbits. Rabbit twat. Kill the rabbit, kill the rabbit, kill the rabbit.
Kill the rabbit.
Yo-ho, 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 yo-ho.
Oh, mighty warrior of great fighting stock, might I inquire to ask him, what's up, Doc?
I'm going to kill the rabbit.
Oh, mighty hunter, twill be quite a task. How will you do it, might I inquire to ask?
I will do it with my spear and magic helmet.
Your spear and magic helmet?
Spear and magic helmet.
Magic helmet.
Magic helmet.
Magic helmet.
Yes, magic helmet. And I'll give you a sample.
Was the rabbit.
Thank you.
ours must be
made for you and for me.
Return, won't you return my love? For my love is yours.
I'll kill the wabbit. Storm. North winds blow, south winds blow, typhoons, hurricanes, earthquakes, smog! Strike lightning, strike the wabbit!
What have I done? I've killed the rabbit. Poor little bunny. Poor little rabbit.
Well, what did you expect in an opera? A happy ending?
Chuck Jones provided the direction, Carl Stalling the musical arrangement, and Mel Blanc the voices in What's Opera, Doc? A fun look at Richard Wagner's Ring Cycle. WGUC celebrates April Fool's Day on WGUC.org.
That's all, folks.